Okay, well, it's kind of a broad subject matter, but I think there's several. Yeah, there's several points I think to make that get at the problem that you're talking about. One of them is that I think the people in our IT departments, although they're becoming more specialized and maybe being assigned to specific departments, it's necessary for the IT people to start becoming internal consultants. And just as you see the finance department within an organization interact with every single department, and because they have some understanding of every department, they operate as an internal consultant for the whole organization because they have some knowledge of everything that's going on. The IT department is in that same role where they integrate with every department within an organization. I think one of the differences is that they try to listen to the consumer in each department and provide a solution. But there's another step that needs to take place, and that is don't look at yourself as a service, but become part of every department within the organization and understand what they do well enough that you're part of designing the solution, not just part of implementing the solution. So there's kind of an education shift I think we have to go through. And in that regard, I think the IT department can learn something else from a finance department, and that is that in the finance department, although the whole group works with money, there are two distinct departments. There's a controller and there's a treasurer. One's concerned with, you know, counting, accounting, measuring, and the other one is concerned with how you monitor money and make money available and how you invest money. And, you know, they're similar sets of skills, but they're very different activities, and so they have a different focus. I think an IT department, there are two things we're asking of them. One is, I want my systems to be extremely reliable. I want it to be as reliable as a car. I can turn it on every day, and I can expect it to get me where I'm going to go, and I never have to allow extra time going to a meeting for my car to break down and deal with that. So we need a focus on reliable. And that's where the IT department gets their credibility. And then there's a different function, and that is designing and implementing the new. And I think that's a different skill set. And, of course, it requires doing things that, you know, that the group that's interested in reliability isn't going to do. And it's involved in the testing, the developing of new, and how do I solve a problem. So I think there's a role that our IT organization is going to play that they'll grow into and mature into. And in the healthcare organization, it's taking a while for that to develop. And there are some universities that are specifically training informatics people in medical informatics, in laboratory informatics, to produce people just like that. And that deals with just the IT side of the question that you ask, how do we prepare ourselves? I think that from a vendor point of view, there are a couple of things that we need to focus upon in order to be able to make that happen. I think that vendors have historically, and I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody, I'm saying that we're all guilty of this because of the environment we grow up in, are interested in being the solution to everything for everybody. And so we feel somehow that we're being inadequate if one of our customers comes to us and says, I need a solution you're not providing, so help me integrate with somebody else that's going to do that solution. And we shouldn't respond that way. We shouldn't consider that a slap in the face because we couldn't get to it. Because in many cases, what they're asking us to do is something we don't want to do and we shouldn't be doing. Someone else can do it better. So we have to start, we have to have a mentality of how can I become a piece of a puzzle and integrate as well as possible with everybody else. And if I do that well, I'll be invited into more scenarios. I've got to learn what I do well, and I need to do that as well as I can. And then I have to accept what other people do well, and I have to integrate with that so that I'm part of a complete solution. And one of the things I think we have to do to make that happen is do a good definitional job with different roles. What is this role, and what are all the tasks? If I say I'm going to do this role, what are all the tasks that I have to do? And if I'm not going to do another role, What are all the tasks that system is going to do that I shouldn't do because I'm interfering with that? So it's like being on a baseball team or a football team. A lineman knows his role as being a lineman, and he knows, in fact, it's illegal for him to go downfield and catch a pass. So we all understand if I say I'm going to be a lineman, then I do my lineman job as well as I possibly can. And if I'm going to be the quarterback, I do that job as well as I possibly can. Now, of course, you might be able to field a whole team from the same company, but that definitional job allows us to integrate in a better way. And a couple examples of that would be if I'm going to be a departmental modular system, then I want to say to the LIS, I'd like you to send me an order, and here are all the pieces of information that would really be helpful for me to do my job. And please make an effort to give me all the information I need. And in return, what I will do is the portion of the lab that I'm responsible for, I'll do completely. I'll do the quality control. I'll do the long-term storage. I'll do the communication with facilities that are at remote sites. When I return results back to you, we'll agree on what I'm going to send back, and we'll agree on what your job is to do with that information. And our difficulty with integration, I think, right now, is putting two systems together that don't meet very well. There are lots of rough edges between the two, and disagreement over who ought to be responsible for what. And so it's more than just saying, how do we format files that we send back and forth? It's we agree on the tasks that we're going to do. We agree on all the information that has to be sent in order to support the tasks that we're going to do. And when we get to the point where we've done a good job with that, then I think you'll start seeing lots of players can get into the market and contribute with small pieces of software that do a very good job of doing some small piece. And you allow the laboratory manager to pick and choose and put things together and make for a better solution. Ultimately, we all want that the electronic medical record holds all the information. And if we can't get to that role, if only 90% of it gets into the computer, then the rest of it has to be on a piece of paper. And that means we don't have a complete medical record. And if a physician has to go to a piece of paper, if they know, I can't rely that this computer is going to give me all the information I have, I have to go to the paper also because that's my supplement. Well, that isn't really a very good workable solution. And you say, well, how can we get to the point where we can cover 100%? No one vendor is going to ever be able to do that. We've got to figure out how we modularize so that we can make it inexpensive to do. The physician that needs to send one sample a month to an esoteric laboratory has to be able to do that electronically. Well, how do you do that cost effectively? We need tools put in place so that maybe they integrate into a module, and that module is part of a bank that can interface to any of the reference laboratories. So it's essentially free once they pay the hookup cost. There have to be solutions like that, or we never make it to the 100% solution. So I talked about this morning about middleware and saying that it's, I view it as, we all have different definitions of middleware. I guess my point of view is software has to be modularized, and the idea that one vendor is going to provide you with a software package that's going to do everything is probably not realistic. So how do we allow everybody to participate, still foster competition, so that we have the best solutions? And eventually I think the market's going to force everybody to do a better job with this integration, or they won't be able to compete. That's part of your competitive advantage. I integrate well. Yuck.